if I feel like you do things with the intention to hurt me.
Okay, I don't think anybody intentionally hurts
they do.
Like, yeah, you know what? Daniel said, I know he's my friend, but I'm gonna do this to hurt him.
Yes!
People do this
exist.
Yes!
Because like some people who I've cut out of my life are now in jail.
Start touching each other's dicks and shit.
What? Touching each other's dicks? What kind of friends you have in primary school? You're touching each other's dicks.
What are you doing, dude?
This f***ing guy.
Wait, stop making this weird. You're making it weird. You're making it weird.
I am making it weird.
He is making it weird.
I'm about a wholesome story about reconnecting with a friend from primary school after almost like 15 years. You're talking about touching cocks in primary school. I don't care the vibe. Go f*** yourself.
Welcome back to the Liquid Courage Show, the world's number podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today, we have shots courtesy of Acid Bar!
It's peppermint in the middle. It tastes like peppermint chocolate.
Oh wow, that is very easy to drink.
I feel like toothpaste. See?
I tell you guys about the good alcohol.
It's good, huh?
It's f***ing good. Okay, give it to Jarvis. Jarvis.
Here's another one.
Yeah. Hey, you wash yourself. City
pop. City pop.
Come down. Okay.
Okay. Jarvis' second shot.
Let's go.
Six shots.
Thank you. Thank you, Acid Bar. For today's episode, I want to, before we get into it, I just want to ask, what is City Pop?
City Pop, P-O-K.
Don't start this shit. I don't
even
know. P-O-R-K.
P-O-R-K.
It's just one f***ing weirdo.
City Pop is the people who live in the Istana. City Pop.
Sure.
Correct. What?
Correct.
That was a bit layered, bro. Oh. Are we drunk? I don't know. Right. I cannot comprehend this kind of joke. Okay, so I want to ask you guys one thing, right? Yes. Which is like, do you know who your best friend is?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Really? Wait, hang on. Before I get to you ladies, right? Boys, you all have best friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like it's weird to have a best friends. I have like my best...
Everyone finds it weird that you have friends in general.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's actually very sad, bro, that you will find it weird to have best friends.
No, but like, isn't it weird to like, oh, he's a good friend, but he's not my best friend. This guy is my best friend. Like, is that how y'all talk about things?
No, we just don't mention any of that. You just know that he's your best friend.
No, but you know, it's like you know yourself, but you don't go around holding hands, la 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 la, this fella my best
friend.
Yeah,
we don't laugh.
Don't do that. Yeah.
The concept of friends is something very new to Clement.
Yeah. Yeah. Girls don't hold hands, man.
So please give him chance. Please
girls don't hold hands, man. Then just like when y'all go walk, I'll never hold hands.
I just like that. Like,
you think
like
we
that.
Go shishi and like, you know,
yeah,
shishi
you're holding hands, what? You're holding hands,
what? Wait, is there anything wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong with that. I'm saying that I don't personally.
Hold my hands, City Pop.
No, I don't hold my fucking best friend's hand.
For you, Noah.
Nobody
holds anyone else besides you are in the same category as Clement for me.
No. What's that mean?
Kelly, okay. Jess, I just met Jess, but Jess also okay. Jarvis, okay. No.
Who is summoning here? Okay. Now.
Non-consensual. Non-consensual. Take note of this.
It doesn't count for us. Now,
I don't understand why. Like, you don't have best friends.
No, okay. So it's not that I don't have best friends. It's just that I don't say that we are close, lah.
Oh, you don't have friends.
Yeah, we are clingy, lah. But we don't say like, hey, this is
wait,
my best
is it
friend.
A girl or guy?
Yeah, both guys.
Okay.
Oh. No, but you don't.
Are those the one that you do the helicopter dick?
Why you?
No, I'm just curious.
So just to fill you in, right, on what the helicopter dick is. As I'm sure you know what the helicopter dick is, but
I don't know.
When Clement and his boys are getting ready for party. A party, right, for a night out, right,
okay.
they're all drinking, they're all having a good time, right. At some point, their cocks come out and they start flapping it around.
Yeah, because you did it with two boys.
Together.
Right?
And no way,
oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is that for Clement was wondering why his is not swinging around as much.
Yeah.
that's the full context. I'm not making a word of this. Let me put this disclaimer there, okay? I'm not making a fucking word of this.
Okay.
This is a story that Clement has told on the show
it's
before.
Factual,
no, yes. It's factual.
Can I just say first things first, right? It happened once. Because that day we just like slaying lah, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, we slaying lah.
Slaying each other lah.
No. Just in general, in general slaying. Then just so happened, one fella we be cock out. Then we like, okay lah, blast lah. Then all cock come out.
So
I'm not saying that it's a normal thing that we do.
So are those your best friends?
We make out lah.
Wait, what?
Okay, I don't make out with my best friends.
Question, bro.
Sorry, we Kiss. What's the difference again? I don't know.
Is he drunk?
Biting of the tongue.
Biting of the tongue.
Wait, what's your definition of a best friend? I need to know that first.
Because I don't like, know my best that, friends like this also.
Yeah. There is that anymore. One person that you are, that is like a better friend than anybody else. That is my definition of a best friend.
Okay.
So why are you making out this that better person?
I'm saying I don't have best friends, so the making out is okay, not a part of the conversation.
I have two best friends. I'm 32 this year. These two fellas I know for 28 years. I know them from when I was
from
4 years old.
Yeah, basically consciousness lah.
That's longer than when he quit smoking for 29 years.
Yeah, you quit smoking for 29 years, but you know this fella.
Wait, you quit smoking already?
Yeah, I quit smoking.
Oh, proud of you. Thank you. Sir. Yeah,
I smoked at 9 years old, 28 that I quit. After slowly then now I like smoke smelly like.
No, I miss smoking.
Okay. But when I love my friends, I don't fucking put my tongue down their throat.
No, I'm not talking about that. Like you guys ever just kiss your mates? Like
huh? No,
mates?
Like your friends, lah.
Your mates? Oh,
no.
No, I don't.
No, I mean I hug them. I love them. I love you.
What about slapping on the ass? Is that okay?
I think that's a part of your sexuality. I'm
questioning your definition.
Like, unrepressed it, you know, I think.
This wasn't what I intended for this episode.
Oh my god. Yeah. Y'all have deep conversations, you know? Do you and your friends have deep conversations?
Why do you emphasize deep so much?
You know,
established it wasn't flapping around a lot. So why do you keep saying deep so much?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just saying like a specific word about, you know, emotional conversation. Yeah, I don't know what you think about deep, but...
Why? Okay, so if you guys like cried like from a friend just conversation, like you boys, anyone of you had a conversation that you just like emotional crying? That's like a best, like a good friend. Yeah. But
no best.
By definition, best is one fella. You cannot say two fella is your best friend.
No, two fellas are my best friends because we three are from nursery until now together.
So you're a trio.
Yeah, we are a trio together.
So right.
Like not I don't love one more than the other. Ooh. Both psychos and I am a psycho.
So we are all grown adults. So I just want to ask this question, which is like, have you ever lost any friends? Not from dying or whatever, just like drifted or anything like
lost
that.
Lost your what?
Lost any friends. Like drifted, cut contact because he make out with your wife or wives. Anything like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Your wife? Made out with your wife?
Yeah, made out with my wife. No, like they are just... I feel like as you grow older, you definitely will cut some friends out. Because you just realize that some friends are just like pieces of shit, you know?
Yeah. Like toxic, what is the right? metrics? Yeah. What is the metrics of someone that is a piece of shit friend?
I feel like there are some things that friends wouldn't do to another friend. So for me, I think if I feel like you are someone that's very self-centered, you're very selfish, and you do things to, with the intention to hurt me, then bye-bye. Yeah.
But I don't think anyone like intentionally does that though.
Yes.
They do.
Clement!
Why you really don't have enough friends?
Yes,
you have
a
sample pool. He don't have enough friends to have a sample pool of what
No, no, no.
You have like maybe three friends.
He has the three friends who all take their cocks, and that's the definition of friendship.
And they are the best.
Albeit that is true. I'm saying like, okay, I don't think anybody intentionally hurts you.
They do.
Like, yeah, you know what? Daniel said, I know he's my friend, but fuck Daniel said, I'm going to do this to hurt him.
Yes!
People do that shit.
Exist, yes!
How?
What?
Wait, how do
either
you know?
You're very lucky or...
I don't even know because like, some people who I've cut out of my life are now in jail. I made the right decisions to like distance myself and get out of those friend groups and everything.
What do you mean hurt you? What happens, right? How do they hurt you per se?
Like it's small things that I realize because I read people quite well. So I realized that this person has changed quite a bit. They're not the person that was really like a brother or a friend to me anymore. So I start distancing myself and then so I start going out them less and less and like their character got worse and worse and worse. And like, you will know this guy, but I cannot say his name.
Off camera.
Yeah, but he will know. But it's just, you know, like they start doing worse and worse things to other people who they consider
like
friends.
Like what though? They start, like, if you don't mind me sharing.
It can involve money, can involve like, you know, like abusing their trust, you know, like even like contacting their friends and spreading shit about you. Oh, there's a lot of different ways that it can happen. But yeah, man, it happens, bro.
And the simplest way is money.
Yeah.
Actually, money.
The simplest way is money.
Yeah. I saw these guys, like, I think it's one of them, and this is like, it's a few different scenarios. Mm. One of them is in jail and owes people like 6 digits.
What on earth this guy
is it like business related age? Or?
Some business related, some non-business related.
It's just trust, like misuse your trust.
Oh my god. Yeah. No, there's a Chinese saying like 讲钱伤感情,
it means
wow,
like
understood.
Wait. Yeah, yeah. Translate.
Yeah, I resonate with that.
It means that.
I know why, right? When you sit there, because I don't understand. I look at these two fellas to try and explain that to you.
Wait, you don't know Chinese?
I know Chinese, but I heard the first part. Then after that, I don't understand the last. My
basically, you hurt relationships when you talk about money.
Yeah, right. yeah, it's a Chinese saying about it, okay. Which I agree with it.
So. I also agree with, but I also think that if there are mutual understanding between the two closest people, money can break you or actually fucking make you.
Yeah.
I think actually that's one reason we got very close.
Yeah.
Like we were shooting how many JavaScript game friends like we were shooting like a show together, and then I just saw him and he was like very stressed because like he was trying to expand his business and everything, and I could visibly see we had a photo shoot and he's just like on his laptop, he's like sighing, he's like shaking his head. I was like, hey bro, what's up? He's like, bro, I need an investor within the next few days. If not, I'm gonna have to like close my business, or we need to expand, we need these funds and everything. And I was like, yeah bro, send me the details, like tell me what your business proposal is. And like that night I went down to his business, met the other shareholders and everything, talked about it, and then helped him out.
In 2 days I got the money that I needed because
We're still like brothers now, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and
I say,
I'm always very honest with him about money. And I know I know what money can do to friendships because I've lost friends because of that. And I'm not willing to lose this motherfucker.
And I'm always one, guys.
He's one of my best friends. Yeah.
But y'all don't make out, lah.
What?
Oh.
No one does.
Or swing your dick.
Well, I feel sorry for your best friends. If you have.
Okay, the furthest we've gone is we have a photo, both of us without pants.
Yeah.
Without.
Like, without pants, no backside.
Backside.
Yeah, we show our ass together. We shake. Yeah.
Right. What was this for again?
Just a picture.
Just
drunk.
Just
that one also his friend's house. Yeah, your friend's house.
Oh my god.
Fucking house. Fucking mansion.
What else do you guys do?
No, just the drink and just do that, and then jump in the pool.
The sequence of events were like swimming, drinking, and then photos of our asses out, and then we sang Your Guardian Angel on the piano.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But naked.
No.
That we were
the pants
back. The pants back on already.
Yeah. A bit
of ass crack because I was all shirtless and just jamming.
Nah. I just wanted to show my ass crack.
I don't want to see that.
No, it's okay, not today. What? Depends, one more drink can.
I don't want to. Please, no.
One more round of shots maybe then. Yes, come
can.
On.
Can.
Okay. Okay.
Bribe me, I will.
Ladies, right, so have you ladies like lost any friends or something similar or anything like that?
Similar as in what?
Through anything like money related, or is it something different for you?
No, I'm broke.
Me too.
Yeah.
There's
no money
boys.
To talk about.
Right,
yeah,
right.
No, but like friends that like do shit behind your back. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, how come you got friends like that once? Yeah?
I think it's just ghosting, to be honest.
Oh, really? What do you mean by it's a ghosting?
Wait.
Well, no, I
want
to know.
I also want to know.
No, I mean like in like our life, like people really come and go, and then some. People, okay, I wanna say girls, okay, don't get me, okay. Like I feel that like just some people like wants to see you like your downfall. Like they're waiting to like celebrate you like failing.
These people are in your life.
Actively used to
wishing.
Be. Used
okay,
to
yeah,
be.
Like in your life
like, I mean,
previously,
like,
wishing
I don't know,
that you go down.
You don't have anyone that like that?
Okay, honestly, I feel that I just get that feeling. It's just a ghost instinct, I feel. I don't know, do you guys get something like that?
Yeah, I feel like, I wouldn't say, okay, maybe girl friendships are more obvious, but there are some people that come into your life, you know that when they're happy for you, they're not really happy for you.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my god, so great.
Yeah.
It's not just a girl's thing.
No, I think it's a normal thing.
It's a normal thing. It's normal thing.
I have friends like that. I don't consider them my friends. I call them acquaintances.
So, but you know when you're... If some friends you sort of grew up with, like especially let's say we know them from secondary school, that is when we don't know how to break a friendship off at that point of time. And then just maybe throughout, maybe after a few years, then that's when you realize that it's toxic. This person has never meant well for you or whatever. That is when you cut them
like
off.
You can feel that your confidence slowly dropping when you're like hanging out with them. Then you realize the vibes, right? It's not there. Then it kind of just affects your self-esteem a lot. I mean, that's like kind of what happened to me.
So when you're with this friend, the more you hang out with them, the more you like start questioning yourself. Like you could be very excited about something like happening in your career or life, but then you're like, wow, with this friend, and you feel like they put you down or they kind of dismiss it. It's like, oh yeah, for you lor, whatever lor. It's nothing.
Yeah,
more.
Like I thought that they
oh,
were like,
oh, I have this friend that actually did this. Like, how come you never do this instead? Is that that kind of vibe?
It's like we're gaslighting. I
mean.
Yeah. Oh, I'm amazing.
Like telling you what to do.
Telling you what to do.
It's like, yeah. I thought they would be like my cheerleaders, but end up, they're just like, in a way, like bitching behind your back.
Do you feel like the cheerleaders turn out to be the people you least expect it to be? At some point.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, because I feel like the people...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
The people that are closest to me might not give as much as... Mm. No. Suddenly, out of nowhere, I realized that the people who are rooting for me are the people I least expected them to root for
that.
Me.
I really agree with that.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Clement is glitching out, guys.
Like, for me, I feel that everything happens...
Clement just cannot really.
Everything happens for a reason.
Oh, so, my friend's quite solid. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, fact, I actually don't feel whatever you...
I feel... No, I mean, I it's fair to say that I have a lot of friends. Yeah. But I know who my close friends are. Yeah. I know my real friends. Yeah. And I also know the friends that I just want to hang out and drink.
Yes.
Nothing personal. And they also know it's nothing personal. We just like each other's
it's
vibes
like
and we
activity,
drink.
Right? Yeah. And enjoy that.
But we don't talk personal shit. You don't need to know about me. I don't even know about you. Let's just
like more like acquaintances. Yeah. Or like good time friends.
Kakis lah. Kakis.
Yeah. Kakis.
Yeah. But I trust them when I drink with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. So I, it's a different level of friendship. You know?
Yeah.
I get that. But I think for me, I don't bother with getting so many of these people in my lives because I'm a very tired person.
Also, because no one likes you.
No one likes me, that's one. But like in in general, thank you.
General, you see how she didn't even really want to touch him.
Like there's social distance over there.
This chick tried to touch me from here.
Sorry, my hand a bit short.
From here, bro.
Remember you being very offensive the first few times I met you.
I think we are humanizing Clement. Let's go away from this.
Daniel knows that it's not part of the script to humanize Clement. But Kelly did bring up this point, which is like in the first time you met me,
I thought you were f***ing obnoxious. Like,
oh yeah.
I even texted the previous producer, right? And I was like, what the f*** is wrong with your friend? Like, he will comment f***ing offensive
is
shit
the
on
same
my Insta
person?
Story. Oh, shit.
Yes.
I'm like, you... I say, well, then he was oh, Clement is just like that. I say, ask him to shut up. F***ing offensive. I said, you joking, bro? You know?
I think when... So this is very recent, right? Like, I think I've learned a lot just in this year what I do. And I think previously, I always thought about that that reaction, right? Like, doing or saying things for just that reaction. I kind of didn't realize that for something to have longevity and is sustainable, you kind of just need to have
one, relationship with people within the space, and two, kind of relationship with your audience. So I can't be just that character that says nonsense and offends people and says shit like that. I'll get a viral TikTok here and there. But
you offended me, like, not on screen. It's all your DMs that was damn bloody weird.
Okay. Yeah. Done. I would say I was just bored. we can pull it up here.
It started with a pigeon. She said that I pigeons.
You said you
I didn't say that.
Are you so confused?
You said
what
that.
Is happening?
You said that you will walk. You walk past pigeons and you think, how is it like f***ing them? And tell me that doesn't stick to you, right?
Wow.
Well, the past, like, can you stop bringing up?
Okay, but anyway, he's a lot more normal now, so that's fine.
So what else are you into other
you're
than
welcome.
Pigeons?
this character development arc
it's
is my
product. It's true. Ever since Daniel came into your life, right, you became so much more normal.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think aside from that, like.
It's gonna have the drink of this lefty cocktail from Acid Bar. Okay, Acid Bar.
Oh, we got some food.
We got food.
Yay.
Great chicken. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That looks spicy.
Now, I want to ask you guys back to the original topic, right? Spicy. Which is like, have you ever felt like you grew out of a friendship? Like, the fellow, okay, you know, you enjoy the company, but you just feel like you guys have differing, like,
I think everybody grows out of friendship over time.
But I think in some cases, like, you grow, like, there's more distance, but it doesn't, like, take away or ruin the friendship.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I have, like, best friends that I haven't, like, seen in very long. I meet them maybe, like, once or twice a year just because, like, life happens. But like when we meet, it's still, it's we so are still
good. I just saw you yesterday.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like
super
fulfilling.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Like, what's
that?
Clement,
that's
again,
you
lah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same one.
They're just talking about themselves, honestly. Yeah. Like, yeah.
This is a celebration.
Right now,
yeah.
Just because you're not included in this.
Oh, I gotta say, I'm a little jealous.
So Adria actually sent me a text when I sent her the topic of today, right? And she said like, yeah, I'm gonna be an expert about this because I've been talking about it. What is the consensus in your discussion?
Okay, I think for me,
anything?
Oh yeah. I think for me personally, like I experienced a lot of the changes after I graduated. So because I graduated into COVID, it was like really like we were surrounded by friends and then we went into straight isolation. So I think that was like super jarring for me. And I think as well, like a lot of us had very common interests initially. So I was a dancer. I danced a lot. I like a bit like Justin, I danced almost like every day and I spent a lot of time with these friends. And then suddenly like we weren't seeing each other anymore. And then I think for me, I'm a quality time person. So I love spending one-on-one time with people. Even if it isn't super often, the quality time is important to me.
Okay, so here's a scenario, right? Imagine you've been friends for what? 19 years, 20 years, all that, right? But you feel like your life has kind of like, you know, brought you apart. Maybe different job, different industry, different goals, different ambitions, all that. Do you think that you should still put in an effort to stay friends?
Of course. I guess it's like, do you treasure this friend? I feel like not every friendship is lucky enough to have like be in the same industry, have the same goals. Because one can get married, one doesn't, you know. But it's the foundation of the friendship. You don't like this person because of this person's ambition or whatever. Right.
Where they stay.
Stay, or do we have the same interest? You like this person because of maybe what they stand for, their morals and their principles and blah blah blah, you know? So of course you still have to put in.
But they have to put in the effort too, right?
Yeah.
It's a two-way street.
The effort is very minimal. It's not like we don't have to meet every week. Just
low maintenance.
Yeah, like
especially with best friends.
Twice a year. And you feel like you just met yesterday.
Like most of the time, actually, you don't know what the fuck is going on with your life. But they update you on the most important part.
Do you stalk their stories to be like, hey bro,
no, I don't.
We don't stalk, we just see.
Like you see, yeah,
not everyone is as insecure as you.
Why do
you
always publish insecurity on
What is friend number 1 and 2 doing today?
There is three.
Why helicopter party without me?
Hey, bro, that's the worst. No, when they go party without you, bro, I'll kill myself.
I really want to cry. I see that story, they outside without me. I was like, what the fuck?
Get the hint.
Bojo.
It happened once, I talked about it, and we are okay now.
I think that's the most important though, like communicating expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is where I feel like the hurt can come, right? Like if one person expects more than the other,
that's a misalignment of expectations, right?
Correct. Yeah. It's not necessarily because like the person is evil or malicious. It's just like an expectational difference, I feel.
So what do you find out why they never call you?
No, it's because
they had my friends are a bit different because they're in a very different life stage. Like I'm talking about like they're in school, I've been out working for a while already. I'm not they're the same age, by the way. It's just that I happen to be working already.
Alright.
They want to pursue the studies, that's their
thing. They still need to carry their school bag.
No, they're still in primary school.
You are in your late 20s?
Then why are they still in primary school?
What, 30s?
No, I'm in my early 20s.
Mid-20s.
So they retain 5 times?
No. It's just that they pursuing their studies. I didn't. Oh. Right? So I work a bit longer. So life stage. Age is the same, but life stage is different. Right? So for me, it's always like they will have different.
You are mid-20s?
That's right. How old do you think I am, Jarvis?
Bro, you look so old. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. Bismillah.
Okay, okay. I thought like maybe like 28.
I thought you're like... Can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
30?
You have to.
You give off that very mature vibe lah, which is good.
No,
mature?
She's just trying to make it super.
What? Since when?
Since season 5.
It's my first time meeting him, that's why. Yes.
Adria, how old do you think I am?
I also thought you were like late 20s. Damn. So to hear that you are 19 is kind of crazy.
24. I am 24. Yes,
yeah. 24, ni?
Yes, I am. Fucking I just happened to work. Started working earlier.
Do you know my one friend? He was my best friend in primary school. Okay. And then he moved overseas. He moved to the States. And like, it was very sudden. You know, in primary school, like, you don't stay in contact. How to stay in contact? Like, you
Think
don't even have...
your
you
house
don't,
number, dude.
Yeah. Move house. You go to US. How to call his house?
Oh shit, blast. Don't know what.
No handphone at that time.
Right.
It was still like primary one at that point. Oh, then wow. No handphone. No email address and everything. And then, I had shortened my name to Daniel Sid. So he was trying to find me with like my full name.
Daniel Sid is your short name.
Yeah, also, what is your long name?
Daniel Sidanen. That's my long name. Okay. So like,
Sid what?
Sidanen.
Sidanen.
Sidanen. So that's my full name, yeah.
So you primary one know how to change your name already, yeah?
Bassin bro. No, this was like later on. This was later on. I changed my name. And then so he was trying to find me. So it's like when we grow older, he was trying to like Facebook me and everything, but my name wasn't there on Facebook.
Right.
So he couldn't find me. And then even when he came back to Singapore for NS, he tried to find me but couldn't.
Oh, he's so
and then
sweet,
like
though.
And then like one day, like I just like randomly remember he was like, hey, I miss this guy, yeah. I wonder how he's doing. So I searched him up and then I found him. And then
where?
He LinkedIn. Like no on Facebook.
LinkedIn.
That was Facebook. How old?
This is like, well, it must have been like 2021 at this time already.
Right.
And then I found him on Facebook. I was like, hey bro, I'm not sure if you remember me. But like we were best friends in primary school. I just wanted to see like, hey, how you doing? And then he replied like, he's like, yeah man, of course I remember you. Hey, I'm coming back to Singapore for a couple of weeks, like next month. Let's hang out. And so like legit like he said like, hey, let's meet at this place. Like we both met up and it was like back in primary school. Like, and now he's moved back to Singapore. So he moved back to US for back and forth a little bit, and now he's based in Singapore. We're still tight.
No, I'm just curious, how do you go back to primary school? So you start playing sandcastles.
You all want
the
to
start touching each other's dicks and shit.
You what? Touching each other's things are? What kind of friends you have in primary school? You're touching each other's things? What the fuck?
What are you doing, dude?
This fucking guy.
Wait, I traded stickers.
No wonder
school,
you don't have friends, lah.
No, that's
you
right.
Go around your ideal friendship, it's like, hey, I'm gonna touch your cock. No wonder your only friends now, the two guys who spin their cocks with you.
There's three guys, and it's. You know, because last time, my friends all different race, ma, so I wanted to see whether it's sunat or not.
Sunat?
Sunat is cut the foreskin.
I learned something new.
I was so excited to be part of this conversation, but I just got shut down.
So when we're young, when we circumcise, then we have to wear sarong and then hold the sarong.
We're talking about primary school cocks. Of course, you're going to get shut down. Fucking sex predator.
It's not like that.
You cannot touch. Very.
Stop making this weird. You're making it weird.
I'm talking about a wholesome story about reconnecting with a friend from primary school almost like 15 years, getting back to being good friends. The vibes are all the same vibes. We're still friends. We're still like motivating each other, like learning about each other's like how we've grown and everything. Still tight. You're talking about touching cocks in primary school. I don't care the vibe. Fuck yourself, lah.
I thought that's what we were on lah. I thought that's what we were on lah. Any
okay, Javi, control.
I like how he's there, he's making it weird.
Solo your puke, solo your puke.
This is my problem.
So like any final thoughts, guys, about
I understand why you have two friends, lah.
It's three friends. I don't know why you have two friends.
Don't forget that one.
You keep minusing that one fella. I don't know why.
I'm sorry, but I'm also sorry for you that you're friends with this guy.
Yeah.
No, that's why they don't invite him out. I want to say this to our younger viewers is that do not be afraid to cut friends off.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And don't, you must if they are toxic, if they do shit behind your back, if they do things to intentionally hurt you, just cut that bitch!
Cut them off!
Bitch!
But I also want to say, to balance off, it doesn't have to be super negative, you can also just deprioritize them.
No,
okay?
Cut that bitch!
Okay, yeah, and Kelly.
So either deprioritize or cut the bitch, there's two different treatments lah.
But sometimes you just let them fade off.
Yeah.
Mm. Without
like deprioritize.
Treasure those.
Just fade away.
Because there's no point to keep the friendship anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just let them fade.
Well, thank you so much. I've learned a lot about myself, actually.
Helicopter therapy session.
I learned a lot about you.
Me too.
Depression.
First time meeting these two ladies, actually. But now you know lah. Now you know what I've been up
to. Let's
rate
him right now upon 10.
No, don't do that. We girls are not supposed to rate the
it's
men.
It's 10.
Wow.
Huh? Wait, what do you mean?
Because apparently, like, 10. Women find that men rating women are
it's
bad.
It's bad. It's objectifying.
Yes. So we said that on one of our...
We already saw how there was a default switch there.
Yeah.
A default thing, though. Let's rate Clement right now.
No, not in a negative way, guys. Like, his growth and everything.
No, I think for Clement's rating, it would be negative.
Oh my God!
The scale is negative 10 to 10.
Oh, I give you 10. Okay, 10 this way. For growth and self-reflection.
Well,
I got you. I told you a rating too.
Thank you so much, Esinba, for
Kelly! You're very nice.
Kelly was ready to be like negative.
Can't even be bothered, man.
Thank you so much, Esinba, for the glasses of liquid courage that gave them the liquid courage to say very unfiltered things to Clement.
Specifically to Clement. Clement. Oh my god, so pretty.
Cheers,
Clement.
Like, share, subscribe.
Cheers
now.
Be sure to like, share, subscribe.
Cheers
to Link
Clare.
Price. So thank you, Asiba, for the drinks. Yeah. And
thank
I'll
you,
see you guys
Asiba.
In the next one. I'm gonna go cry in the toilet, like, guys.